This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the line on the GCN Live Radio Network, also USA Radio Network stations, and on selected Salem media stations in some of the largest markets in the country. And we're also on a number of leading independent stations all around, in between, here, there, and everywhere. And you can hear us around the world on the Internet and the satellite by going to GCNlive.com, my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And many of these radio stations that you're listening to now have got a website where you can hear us on their Internet feed. So there you go. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our men and women behind the wheel of the 18-wheelers, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, the FedEx and the UPS drivers who may be going on strike soon, they voted to strike, and our bulk mail center drivers out there all over hauling the mail. Our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget that you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's social website, Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we also have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things we got going on. Our schedule's over there, our network's over there, our feed is over there. 24/7, you can hear the show, the current show that's playing, until we do the next new one. Then you can hear that over there, too. All righty, here we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yep, and it's an amazing, amazing night here because it's warmed up. It's now 83 degrees with cloudy skies, which tells me that there might be some rain in the offing here somewhere. It's one of those nights where it could be a little bit humid. I haven't been outside to find out in about 3 hours.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, but it's probably still pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm. Compared to, you know, a frost or whatnot? Sure. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Mr. Kyle, Ron DeSantis has now picked up 15 endorsements in South Carolina during a recent campaign stop there, which may be a surprise to some since he's been ruled not in the mix at all, down by 20 or 30 points or whatever the deal is. But I challenge people that when you look at the polls at this time of the year, it means almost nothing.
Well, of course, that's right. And they're also just snapshots. But South Carolina lawmakers, many of them, these 16 new endorsements that Ron DeSantis has picked up, but, you know, I think can prove significant in terms of how people perceive him there locally. And certainly as the South Carolina primary were to come up, then that's also, you know, that's also very significant. So DeSantis, you know, I think is trying to parlay, you know, his success in Florida, obviously, but trying to really compare and contrast that with Donald Trump. And it's interesting that the two at one time were pretty close politically and friendship-wise, at least on the outside, but that's all changed, hasn't it?
Donald Trump is his own worst enemy because he can't keep his mouth shut and say good things about people, whether it kills him to do it or not. He would get a lot further by trying to be a little bit kinder and a little bit nicer than being a mean SOB, which is what he sounds like.
Well, if I was advising Donald Trump,
I just did.
Right, of course. But if I was advising Donald Trump, I would tell him that every time someone mentions a name, it could be anybody, and this was really on display with the Brett Baer interview. If you ask him about somebody, he will immediately say, "Well, they're a loser, or they are, they're terrible, they're a disaster," you know, these kinds of things, and sort of evades the substance of the question, and then try to, you know, go off on somebody else. And I don't think voters are really going to accept that. I think what they want to hear is, you know, Governor Christie said your policy on this was blah, 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 just sort of making this up. But don't go off about Governor Christie and his low poll numbers or something, or low approval rating, but talk about the actual thing that you're being asked about. I think it would go a long way for him.
I do, too.
Well, and because, too, Captain, I think that people think that Donald Trump is a decision maker, that he looks at things, he sizes it up and makes a decision and is successful. I mean, they've seen he's built this huge empire with all these buildings and all the Trump empire. They think he's doing something right or has the ability to do something right. So I think it's better if he shines in that regard.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a caller. Let's go to the telephone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling us from?
Yes, sir. My name's Todd. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello there. How are you?
Wait a minute.
Hold. I got the music coming up. We're taking a hard break. Can you hang on until after the break?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold on. We'll get right to you. All right. We got a break, Kyle. We got to take it. Unfortunately, these are automatic breaks. I can't do anything about it. I'll be right back with more. Kathy, Texas to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, almost stepped on Jeff's toes there. Jeff in Sarasota doing that. Thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. That'll get you up to 80% in savings. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Or give them a call at 800-641-5459. All right, back to the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. It's Todd listening to us on 920 up in Atlanta, Georgia. And good morning, Todd. How you doing?
Oh, great, great. How are you this evening?
Not too bad.
Good morning.
Yep, yep.
Well, you know, I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful to all the information that John Durham has provided.
Yep.
I think that there was a seditious criminal conspiracy that was involving the Obama-Biden White House and the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Mm-hmm.
When Comey went to President Trump with that Steele dossier garbage,
yep.
He knew it was a lie.
Yep.
When he leaked it to the media, he knew it was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I think instead of killing the messenger, going after Durham, we should make sure that Comey has to testify. Brennan, Jim Baker, the lawyer, head lawyer at the FBI, he's the one with David Sussman and Roland Joffe,
mm-hmm.
appointed by Obama. They're the ones that hacked into the Trump campaign, hacked into the Trump White House. I think they should be called to testify. Thanks to Durham, all of them, Comey, Ray, and Garland, all testified under oath that they hacked into the president, his campaign, and the White House. They need to be hauled before that committee and held accountable for their actions. And the agents who were duped and lied to, just like Trump was lied to and the rest of us were lied to, those agents should get a chance to testify too.
You are so on top of it. That's totally accurate. I agree with 100%, but I'll add one to it. They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for lying to us knowingly.
We need Nuremberg trials for these guys. I mean, this is a massive criminal conspiracy that was perpetrated against a duly elected president. Trump has been completely vindicated, and the whole country has been lied to, just like Fauci and the CDC lied to us. So.
You're absolutely right, and we agree with you, and I believe, Kyle, you agree with him, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
All right, well, thanks for the call, Todd, and don't be a stranger.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, you take care. All right, that's Todd up there in the Atlanta area listening to us on 920 The Answer. Very good station, and got a lot of friends up there, and thank you very much for the Salem sister station up there carrying our show. Now, Kyle, let's kind of address that a little bit. Because what nobody is saying right now is the plea deal with Hunter Biden, the way it's been worked out, has opened the door technically from a legal standpoint, and not people aren't talking about this, has opened the door technically on a legal standpoint to allow Congress to actually dig deeper into the Biden family business by admitting guilt in a couple of the areas where they've been able to get no information.
Well, right, and it's one of those things where it's like it's just a little bit at first, but now there's really a there that people can look at and see. It's almost objectively agreed upon at that point. But of course, you're going to have the Democrats who had been lying, as Todd from Atlanta was talking about, because they find it very easy to lie about these things, and knowingly so. So yes, it definitely this starts the avalanche, as it were.
Now, I just misspoke, and I apologize for that. I didn't mean by no information. They had not been getting the fullest cooperation and the full information that the FBI had, that the DOJ had, because a lot of things were being redacted and held back. Now that they've admitted guilt, there's no reason to hold anything back because we need to know.
Well, right, and I think that one of the sad parts of this, though, too, Captain, is that there was maybe a time, but I think most folks living across the highways and byways believe that, you know, there should be some baseline by which, you know, we're not going to go past. And the Democrats in 2016, for sure, pardon me, they seem to really go past it, and certainly in 2020, because, again, the end justifies the means. It seems like that's changing at a much more rapid rate. And unfortunately, there's no more touchstone where, okay, we're going to have an election, but we need to be fair to some degree. We need to tell the truth, but it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, I'm one of those people that respects law enforcement, okay? And I appreciate the job they do, having worked sort of side by side with them for years in the fire department. And I was an arson investigator, too. So I got to work with some of the detectives when it came to, you know, some of the fires that were questionable. But the thing of it is it's so difficult when you got leaders and you got an investigation and they tell you, nope, put that in the trash, can't use it, or this, that, and the other, or nope, it's not worth anything. When you busted your butt to get out and get the information, it's there, and then they refuse to take it and do anything about it. That's the problem.
Well, certainly. And the other problem, too, Captain, is that a lot of times, let's just reverse it. Well, this is something a rogue Republican did, and they, you know, violated the law or violated ethics or some such thing. Then it becomes a national crisis, right? And then there's all kinds of stuff that has to be done about it. I think the voters on both Republican and Democrat and Independent, they see that there is a leaning towards one side in this, and I think that they find that distasteful as well.
Now, remember, the whistleblowers yesterday, it was released that the DOJ on two occasions prevented the U.S. attorney from charging Hunter Biden for greater crimes than what he's already pled to. It got swept under the rug. Remember that. That's part of what we're talking about here.
Precisely.
And then there's Marjorie Taylor Greene. God love her. Little firebrand. I like her. And she's got some moxie. And she wants to force an impeachment vote, which I believe Kevin McCarthy said, no, we're not going to do that right now. She said, we have the bank records, and everybody knows that Joe Biden is a criminal. Well, we do. But what do we get if we impeach Biden? We get Kamala Harris, right?
Well, right, yeah. If Biden's removed from office, then yes, Kamala Harris automatically, you know, sworn in as president. And yeah, I think as we heard Governor DeSantis say, nobody wants that and this kind of thing. And I think most people would agree with that.
Well, some of the Democrats are saying it quietly without revealing who they are because they're being told you can't tell who I am. And they're telling the media that, hey, we don't want her.
Well, I can imagine why not. I think that it would be a very, very bad thing for her to become president.
Mm-hmm.
She's done mm-hmm. a terrible job. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, though, there has to be some critical mass to do an impeachment. That's why with the Trump impeachments, it was seen as very partisan. Yes, you had mm-hmm. some Republicans mm-hmm. join in, but it was very partisan.
All right, you've got another one of these stories that I'm going to partially break because you haven't heard it anywhere else but where it's going to be said right now for the first time. So you morning show producers, get ready to take notes and check this out and see if I'm not right. Did you know, Kyle, for about 3.5 months, CNN stopped fact-checking the comments and the statements put out by Joe Biden? They absolutely flat-out stopped. Until somebody noticed at CNN when they were changing CEOs and said, we can't do this, we can't do this. There's a lot of stuff that's not true and we want to be more factual. But did you have any idea that was going on there?
That's very, I'm not surprised because a lot of times the mainstream media are looked at as transcribers, right, of what the government is telling them.
Well, in this case, they were. They did not challenge it. And had they fact-checked what some of Joe Biden was saying, it would have found out it wasn't true. They missed the boat by 3.5 months of just putting out everything that Biden said as being the gospel, and it was not.
And that's very telling, isn't it?
And again, I challenge you. Where have you heard that?
A good question, yeah.
Nowhere. And CNN got caught, and they finally had to admit it.
And they've been trying to rebuild their brand. I wonder how
not like
successful
that.
I wonder how successful they're going to be ultimately, because I think the die is cast in so many ways. And then you had the sort of revolt go on when they deigned to have Donald Trump come on their network. I mean, it's pretty deep-seated.
That's because he buried one of their hosts, literally,
yeah,
in words.
Yeah, and yeah, but are you covering the candidates or not? I mean, now they're a filter, and it's very off-putting to viewers.
All right, hold that thought. Here we go on a break, and we'll be right back. Bottom of the hour break. Stations get a chance to pay some bills and do whatever else they're going to do. I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard has confirmed that 5 people have died in the Titan submersible that has been missing below the sea since Sunday. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
Nearly 100 people are injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert in Colorado. 7 people were taken to area hospitals with broken bones and lacerations. 80 others were treated on the scene. Tonight is the NBA draft. The league's future stars are being selected at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. French phenom Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to San Antonio. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, diabetes, or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, a couple times this week, I've heard from some people who have told me thank you for telling them about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, because they finally... the problems they were having with their legs or their ankles or their feet or their knees or their calves or whatever have been diagnosed correctly, and now they're getting the type of treatment they should have had to begin with. Well, this is what they specialize in. And a lot of people, as you age, you build up fluid. And the fluid goes through areas where sometimes it gets blocked, and that's why the swelling happens in your feet, your ankles, your legs, and so on. Well, it can kill you. You heard me right. It can kill you. How do I know? It almost happened to me. But I went to Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and they diagnosed my problem correctly, started to treat it. However, it was a little late in the game, and like I say, it almost killed me. Didn't quite work because I'm an old bird, and it wasn't my time yet. But here's the deal, okay? You owe it to yourself. if you're in the area or you want to call and get a referral, maybe there's somebody up by you that Advanced Podiatry knows that can help you. Or if you're coming to Florida, stop by and get a little checkup and you'll know. Their number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. If you're having any types of problems with swelling or fluid buildup or something like that, which is serious, when that happens, that's serious. You need to take care of it right away. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Town Hall came out and said that Joe Biden has wrecked himself again with a bunch of comments about, of all things, railroads. We know how much Joe loves the railroads, right?
That's right.
What did he do this time?
Well, Captain, looks like Joe Biden also talked about, I guess, another railroad that was going to be made from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean in Africa.
We know about that.
Yeah, that's right. So Joe Biden is, remember that old song, I've been working on the railroad? Maybe this is running through his mind as he's giving his speeches, and he just can't stop coming up with great new railroads. In fact, we have the audio clip if you'd like to hear it.
Go ahead.
Here comes Joe Biden.
Moving ourselves into having railway to go all the way across the southern two-thirds, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean in Africa.
So, he's been working.
Wait a minute. Hold. The Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean in Africa. None of that made sense.
No, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So he got off script, unfortunately. But yeah, he wants to go working on the railroad. I don't know. Maybe the American people.
Can he hold his breath long enough to make that rail trip?
I don't know. But definitely, he's calling. If I was the White House communications person, I would say Joe Biden is actually calling upon, he's making a moonshot speech a la JFK when he said, you know, we mean to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, right? Not because they are easy, but because they are hard, and say, we're gonna build this railroad and just say, he's being bold. Maybe that's what they ought to do to try to get out of it.
Okay, well, the Indian prime minister is here visiting the president and his family, and the U.S. and India have sent a clear signal to China with a new defense and tech deal that they've made. No surprise there, because we need to get our tech, we need to get our pill industry, making the medications and all that, the hell out of China. I don't trust them.
Well, that's right. And they're trying to downplay a little bit that getting closer ties with India is directly a result of China. But I think most people looking at this and analyzing it would say, no, this is exactly what they're trying to do. And that is good. This is part of, I think, the notion of de-linking, basically, or de-risking from China, and to make sure that we have alternate ways of commerce and getting things that we might need, or cooperating. Because China certainly wants to set it up where they're in the driver's seat. And get this, on everything. It's not like this or that. I think it's everything.
Okay, you want to talk to Denver?
Absolutely.
We got Aaron on the line in Denver. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Gab, Professor Potter. Well, Moody came in, and surprisingly, Moody took a few questions from the media in this country. He doesn't do that in his country. Of course, he's corrupt, and as a result, the media in his country has tried to expose all his dirty in his own country, but so far he's able to survive it because he's basically suppressing the media in his own country, because basically India is nothing but a man-made asshole. So, it's interesting that he came to America and addressed the American media.
Yeah.
And they asked him a few questions. I'm sure they would love to ask him some more questions, but he's like, oh, no, we can't go there. So, but of course, I don't know if the media asked Joe Biden any questions, and if they did, he barely could answer the question because the guy's an old senile old fool.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Professor Politics, Cap, sayonara.
All right, thank you, Aaron. You know, that's true. Unfortunately, that's true.
Well, right, and I appreciate Aaron's call very much, but again, I think you've got to see these things happening now because there is a significant change coming here on the horizon with the rise of China. They know it, and they're going to continue to do whatever they can, and it's not all good. But at the same time, you know, hopefully, and we've talked to some of the folks that come here on the program, Kevin Wright and so forth, you know, it's not in anybody's best interest, right, to have some kind of war. But at the same time, though, you know, you have to be able to counter.
They don't want war. Nobody wants war because somebody's gonna lose.
Well, that's exactly it, and all the different sort of, for lack of a better term, gaming of it, always results in disaster. Yeah.
All right, because we're going to get ready to take a break, and we're going to be going to the Trucker's Highway and Byway segment. I'm going to read this story. This is a headline: UPS workers vote to authorize strike. It's being seen as leverage for pay talks. They want more money. The company doesn't want to give it to them because they'd have to raise their rates, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And the union workers who said, nope, that's it, we're going to go on strike. So I don't know how long they've got, maybe two or three weeks before this takes place?
Well, they're voting to authorize a strike, which means that it looks like they'd have the authorization to do it given certain circumstances at the bargaining table. But 97% of the voting members voted in the affirmative on this.
Well, of course, everybody wants more money.
Well, that's right.
And they want to do a little bit less to get it. I don't know if you've ever watched a UPS, as we affectionately call them, Buster Brown, make their rounds, but those guys hustle. They have to.
Oh, yes, very much so. And so this is one of those things. Is the company going to deal with them in that regard, or are we going to see ourselves having a strike on our hands here?
Mm-hmm. All right, well... we're going to take a look at the roads, the highways and byways, ladies and gentlemen, in just a second here. Going to come back from the break and tell you what's going on. And don't forget, we got a couple of storms out there coming towards the East Coast. Don't know what's going to happen. We do have something up in the panhandle making the turn around Big Bend right now out in the water a ways. It looks like it's got a bunch of storms and stuff with a lot of flooding and some severe weather coming basically in our direction. We'll see what happens. Could happen by morning. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along the overnight radio airwaves.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, about another round. Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All of our thoughts and prayers to you get back home. Country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise a mouse sign, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long. So love them up strong. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA. We ain't seen our better days. Hell no. Hey, y'all. Country on. Country on.
Sing the song, children. Oh, I'm telling you. Luke Bryan, if that doesn't get the blood going, nothing will. Country on. It's a patriotic song. Perfect time to have country and patriotic songs together, because this country, you'd better wake up real quick as to what's good for the country and what isn't. And this woke crap and this stuff the Democrats are trying to push, ladies and gentlemen, you got one more shot at it. One more shot at it. You better get it right this time. If you don't, shame on you, because you'll all be looking and wondering what happened to your country. It's that close to being tipped. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back in. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I you know, we always hear that the next election is the most important in our lifetimes, and certainly the last few have been incredibly significant, but it does seem to be building to something, doesn't it? And because of all the dirty tricks and all the things we've seen, this election truly is the most important of your lifetime.
The crescendo is there, and I don't need to emphasize it any more than I've already done it, because anybody with a brain in their head knows what I'm talking about. If you don't, shame on you.
Well, definitely, I think it's there to be seen.
Yep. All right, now, take it away. I know there's not a lot going out west, but what is going on out west?
Well, Captain, for our friends and our truckers and our drivers and our travelers and our friends over there in Reno, Nevada right now, you've got a lot of rain coming across I-80. Doesn't look like it's going across too much from Reno into the California side, but it is going down into California a little bit south of Reno. So if you're going down Interstate 395, not Interstate, but Highway 395 through Bridgeport and Lee Vining and these areas, maybe almost down towards Bishop, it's a little west of Bishop right now, you're definitely going to see some of that rain, because it's going all the way down there, the border with Nevada and California. And then as you go out I-80 from Reno, as you head through Clark and Fernley, that's where you're going to have that rain. It's going to stop for a while until you get to Lovelock on your way up towards Winnemucca, but it's just going to be with you a little bit out of Lovelock right now. Then also over in Wyoming, last hour I think we had a lot of rain right around Casper. Looks like it's kind of drifted eastward there, so it's going to be really right now around Douglas, and this is you're coming down I-25, so be aware of that in that area. And then down in northern New Mexico right now, also I-25 through Maxwell, down towards Wagon Mound, and then over towards Des Moines, which is not Des Moines, Iowa, but looks like Des Moines, New Mexico, you've also got rain, and that's going to be Highway 87 right now. So other than that, we're looking pretty clear rain-wise, so be careful out there.
Okay, let's start with Minnesota. Now, the schmutz, as I like to call it, the dingy, dirty air that's up there, has elevated itself to about 25% of Minnesota right now. That would be down south of the Twin Cities and the eastern half and southern quarter of Minnesota right now. However, Wisconsin, you're still pretty much amassed in it, the whole state. Down there in Chicago, yep, right there in the Windy Cities, over into Gary. However, it's eased up over on the lake in Michigan, so things are looking better there. However, St. Louis, you got a little bit of it down there by you, which showed up here in the last hour. And we do have in Texas, some really hot temperatures again today with scattered thunderstorms and possibly severe storms in the Lone Star State, so be advised of that. Now, coming across over into the Gulf area, we've got an area of disturbed weather, rain, lots of it, over in the eastern part of Alabama, Mobile, and then through Pensacola, and then over towards Live Oak and towards Jasper and not quite all the way to Jacksonville. But we have a disturbance that's pretty much off Perry, the coast of Perry, Florida, which is north of me, about 75, 80 miles. And you've got flooding, you've got severe thunderstorms, you've got a lot of rain out into the Gulf tonight. That is coming in the general area towards the Tampa Bay area. Looks like it'll be here in about 3 hours, maybe a little bit less, and then we'll be getting the rain down here. You've got rain up I-95, the I-95 corridor, South Carolina, North Carolina, some flooding up around North Carolina, around the 102-mile marker, looks like right now. Got a little bit of activity in North Carolina along the shoreline with some waves and some storms over there. A little bit of rain looks like tonight up around Long Island. Perhaps a shower or two up around Cape Cod, and that's about it. And, of course, keep your eyes on the tropics. We've got two storms cruising across. I don't think they're going to affect much of the Gulf area. However, Tropical Storm Brett, Tropical Storm Cindy, one's going to loop the other. One's going to go up the East Coast. Looks like Cindy will go to the north side of Cuba, up towards perhaps Bermuda, and then the Bahamas as well. And Brett's going to come down the slot and probably dissipate, but because it's going into 86-degree weather, it could reform again. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. Find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. Check out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline this summer. Pilotflyingj.com.
All righty. We're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, who's joining us right now, as she does every morning at this time. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'm not going to dwell on this, but I am going to say, unfortunately, no survivors after the Titanic sub-wreckage was found in the ocean floor. I've had some people ask me, will they try to retrieve the bodies? And I said, well, they may not be able to find them because of the implosion and what it does to a body.
That's true. And it would take huge assets in order to cultivate whatever is there and then attempt to bring it up. So my sense tells me that they probably will not try and do it. They will just add it to the memorial, if you will, the Titanic memorial of, you know, those that perished on the Titanic. So, yeah, I doubt they will.
All right, hold that thought. Kyle, you hold that thought, too. We're coming back right after the top of the hour break. Denise Simon and, of course, Kyle Warren. And we'll be talking about a lot of different things. It's going to be an interesting segment. So grab the popcorn, grab the coffee, do the bathroom break, and I'll see you in about 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.